Welcome to the NewsHour. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado told an audience in Washington, D.C. today that she's confident democracy will return to her nation.
Almost 2 weeks after the U.S. arrest of now former President Nicolas Maduro, Machado revealed little of her own plans. As Nick Schifrin reports, that hasn't stopped the Trump White House from engaging with the rest of the Maduro regime it left in place.
Today, the first image of what U.S. officials billed as a historic meeting, CIA Director John Ratcliffe greeting interim Venezuelan President Delcy Rodriguez. That handshake and Ratcliffe's trip to Caracas would have been unthinkable just weeks ago. Especially to visit U.S.-sanctioned nationalist politician Rodriguez, handpicked successor to captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. But a U.S. official says the meeting was a sign of an improved U.S.-Venezuela relationship.
Nosotros destruimos la droga.
And that Venezuela must block drug trafficking and provide the U.S. economic opportunities.
This has nothing to do with a tension or decision between Delcy Rodriguez and myself.
But in Washington today, opposition leader Maria Corina Machado urged the U.S. to proceed with caution.
Delcy Rodriguez, yes, she's a communist. She's the main ally and representation of the Russian regime, the Chinese, and the Iranians. But that's not the Venezuelan people, and that's not the armed forces.
Last night, Machado gifted President her Nobel Peace Prize. Only 150 have ever been awarded, and one will now hang in the White House, dedicated to President Trump's, quote, principled and decisive action to secure a free Venezuela.
And she gave me her Nobel Prize, but I'll tell you what, I got to know her. I never met her before, and I was very, very impressed. She's this is a fine woman.
Machado praised the president, but did not pull her punches, especially in Spanish, in her criticism of a politician whom she believes cannot deliver long-term stability.
Hay algunas cosas.
There are some things that Delcy Rodriguez may be able to deliver, forced by power because she is terrified of President Trump. But there are things that Delcy Rodriguez or any of the members of the criminal structure will never be able to provide. Trust, rule of law, reconciliation, citizen participation and support. Never, never. Therefore, it is not sustainable, and she knows it.
But if that's what she argued to the president, he was not persuaded.
Why am I? Delcy Rodriguez and the representatives of Maduro, and not with
Machado,
who has the support.
Well, if you ever remember a place called Iraq where everybody was fired, every single person, the police, the generals, everybody was fired, and they ended up being ISIS. Instead of just getting down to business, they ended up being ISIS.
Last month, I spoke to Grey Bull Rescue's Brian Stern, who organized Machado's daring escape from Venezuela.
She has rock star level status. In the country, she got on a boat, and that boat was not what most people think. It was a very small boat. The seas were between 5 and 10 feet.
And now, for the first time, Machado admitted she thought she would not survive the journey.
So it was a very risky, dangerous, and scary moment, I have to say. And it lasted several hours. But at the end, as I say, you know, we have moved ahead de la mano de Dios.
Thanks to the hand of God.
It is a miracle, and I'm here.
And so Machado continues her campaign to deliver democracy back to Venezuela and convince President Trump of its potential. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.